And as long as we exercise our will, a sudden eruption of strength will be always at our disposal. And the solitary man who's most ready to be humble is the one that is most apt to be the hero for our collectiveness. And the more in depth we go in the wilderness of our nature, the more brutal we ought to get ready to get. And in silence, and only in silence, we can deal with the complexity of the universe. Not solitude per se, but a great challenge in solitude that leads to the highest form of poetry. And we live according to nature, making sure that we are always ready to give all commodities up. And we shall accept technical assistance only if we are able to compensate it with an equivalent natural effort. And in pointing fingers at the most ugly technology-driven traces, we shall remember the beauty of the manually driven ones. And A shouldn't be jealous of B, as B can be part of his effort to make it to C. And we shall create points of reference only to get nourished, getting lost between them. And as our nature cannot fully work under any compromise, compromises should be seen only as occasions to rest. And we keep on forgetting that right in the perfect world we will be eaten alive, and to commit ourselves to the most pure of structures is but a way to make pure our own selves. And only persevering in our discipline, the stains of corruption will contaminate our mental, but never our soul. And the naked eye alone, undressed of all the social opinions, can see through things. And only having the time to proceed without turning back will make us meet our desired target. And all knowledge is but a full exploration of our own nature. And one opinion in time must not render the individual in space. And process is but a series of crises from which we ought to be able to size the success moment. And any medium replacing our human ability to do something good will necessarily be used to do something bad. And only by abandoning ourselves in nature we can regain our old wise cautiousness. And only in the condition to be unwanted we will start to get to want. And what is most dear to us shall be far out so that we can keep it most dear. And a drop of real water can remove the thirst, a river of water cannot. And the south of the north can be in fact more south than the north of the south. And we live at our highest where nature electrifies us the most. And only a gentle homage for the beauty we aspire to without receding in any vulgarity. And only in a defeat we are able to find the humanness to overcome. And far is never too far if it is on the way. And in a time of crisis, tradition is the answer, even though tradition itself may have created the crisis. Control only wants one lane despite the congestion that will sooner or later arise. And are we to represent romantic escapes that will never be taken, or our human condition that will eventually lead to an escape? And the prophet in the end is like a rooster that crowing too early upset people in their sleep. And in the end our strength is proportionate to the environment we manage to create around us with our strength. And walls are great for few and a big drag for others. And for our own masculinity, we compromise the masculinity of our own entire offspring. And in the end, it is wild animals who have the sensibility to be afraid of domestic beasts. And the wise cannot but smile on the jokes destiny plays on us. And who is interesting does not belong to before or after, but belongs to the actual transition. And to be sure of fashion in the long run, we won't be eating. And we resurrect once, but ought to die once again to resurrect once more. And the greatest need is to get in touch with people's authentic lives, avoiding all their pretentiousness. And in the end, only within bureaucratic processes can benefit from bureaucratic processes. And only the skeleton will remain, and from the skeleton a new body will take place. And at best we ought to find our own way to maintain an intensity with our own spirituality. And if to survive we ought to trap ourselves, we ought to make sure that the trap is not within another trap. And better not come out now with our truthful representation of life, as either success or censorship will hinder us to continue. And it takes far more diligence to be able to emerge from a state of corruption and be able to be on top of it. And democracy has so much evolved that the votes of the majority in the end are used to safeguard the minorities. And humans are the last creatures who are born free and can get enslaved, or vice versa. And it is not about exploiting or not exploiting, but about deciding what to exploit and what not. And we shouldn't respect who imposes respect on certain tragedies, as they are the cause of these tragedies. And while beauty is a natural agility, it is a mechanical acceleration to bring ugliness. and poetry in its extremism has generated national ideals that have ruined all possibilities for poetry. And the natural beauty may stay pristine despite the ugly infrastructure raping it. And in order to demonstrate the contrary, devastated will become who is accused to be devastating. Any ideology in the end is just a boosting of a certain class at the expenses of other classes. If space for poetry is killed, indignation becomes legitimate. And to be sure, when we have it all, it is time to lose it all. And we can indeed reach an intimate perfection, yet always knowing that the outside will sooner or later come to alter it.